you a few minutes just to mention whatever it is, and then I'm going to continue leading you through the prayer. You can join in and go through the prayer, even if you don't have anything written down. Just wait quietly when people, until we continue on. Let's pray. Lord, I confess that I participated in, and I'll just get you to say those things, whatever they are. You may say them quietly if you want. I ask your forgiveness and renounce that activity. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to take back the ground given to the enemy through my participation, and I yield that ground to your control. I command that all demonic strongholds and all other strongholds associated with this activity be torn down in my spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break all curses coming from, connected to, or associated in any way with this activity. They are broken, powerless, and nullified in my life. With the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, all ties, connections, and bondages from the occult world are cut. I close that door and seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that you would break any bondage my involvement would have in my children. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In conclusion, I'd like to look at a few verses. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's recognize who we're wrestling. Jesus is still in the deliverance business. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I shared a number of things today, and I'm hoping I didn't scare you. But if you're feeling afraid, hang on to this verse, 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Stand firm on the word of God and the power that is available in Jesus Christ. Fear is from the enemy. You must believe that the Lord has already won the victory. Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. What does that mean? We barely win? We can just so make it? No. We are more than conquerors. We overcome with an overwhelming victory. And I want to leave that with you. We are on the winning side if we claim and connect with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to end with the words, hallelujah. Do apologize for going overtime.